This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages to get to. But first, let's get into our final story of the day. So this is about a story that I think I mentioned to you, Frida, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. It could have been, I think, maybe just about 10 days ago, about a four-year-old girl in Sungai Petani who passed away of heat stroke after her father forgot about her and went for his shift at work. And she was sleeping in the back of his car. So, yeah, like I just mentioned, it happened in Sungai Petani, Kedah. I think this was maybe mid-August or early August. And the dad had actually dropped this girl's elder sister off at her grandmother's house and was supposed to drop her off as well. But she was fast asleep in the back seat. And he then drove to work. This was about 6 o'clock in the morning.
You forgot your child.
Yeah. I mean, she was asleep. And I guess maybe he figured that she'd already gotten out of the car with her elder sister. But this was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and then he drove to his factory, and he drives lorry. He drives a lorry, and so he did his rounds and then came back and continued to work at the factory. And when he finally finished his shift at about, I don't know, 6 something in the evening or close to 7 in the evening, he found his daughter unconscious in the back of the car, and the paramedics quickly came and they... but she had already passed away of heat stroke. She was 4 years old. Now, every time we hear stories like this, I don't know, it's just heartbreaking, right? And to know
angry.
That... To a certain extent, because this is... It's common, but it's also very much preventable, isn't it? Now, if you look for stats, over 50 children died inside hot cars in 2019, just last year. And this is in the States alone. This is in the US alone. Right. And according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But all over the world, children are sometimes forgotten. I know when you say like kids are forgotten in the back of the car, it's just like, how can this even happen? But a lot of parents are going through a lot of stress or maybe, you know, a lot of challenges. And, you know, these things do happen. And this is why Tesla wants to, create a new built-in feature that, you know, that can actually ensure that no kids are inadvertently left behind in hot cars. So the automaker has asked the FCC in the US for permission to market a short-range interactive motion sensing device that uses a higher power level than current rules allow. So according to The Verge, the device uses millimeter wave radar technology to detect movements within a vehicle and to classify its occupants. So Tesla says that this technology can be more effective than camera systems at preventing, hot car deaths because it can see through soft materials such as blankets and child restraints. And because it can detect breathing patterns and heart rates, unlike, you know, your usual weight-based sensor systems that are inside your car seats, right? It could prevent false alarms as well. So this technology also apparently has other potential uses. It could enable optimized airbag deployment in a crash thanks to its ability to assess body size. It could also lead to more accurate seatbelt reminders since it can tell when there's an actual person and not an object that is in a seat.
Right.
And finally, you know, when the technology will, while the technology will focus on the vehicle's interior, apparently it can also scan up to 6 feet outside of the vehicle as well, outside of the car. So it would give the capability needed to provide a more advanced, maybe theft prevention system, and can detect broken windows and vehicle intrusion as well. So they've requested permission to the FCC to market this kind of short-range radar system. But maybe future Tesla cars may come with this built-in feature that, you know, will actually enable like these deaths to... be not, a thing of the past.
Yes, yeah. Please. Yeah. It's just so unnecessary, right?
Yeah.
And so painful. Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, fingers crossed for that. And we'll keep you posted when this comes up, because this is definitely a topic of interest for at least the enterprise team. But also coming back to our top story of the day, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant?
Right.
Frida, what are the results of the poll?
The final results of the poll at this point are always 58.2%, sometimes 37.9%, and never is 2.2%. One comment here on WhatsApp from 0915, hardly check reviews, I only trust reviews that recommended by family members or friends. Same.
We also have more responses via Instagram from John Johnny Jonathan. Cute. Who wants to know, who says, because I want to check the food out myself. So I guess this person doesn't look at online reviews. It's Nabila Lee says, because customer is always right or sometimes right. Chivi says, feedback is important for improvement, praises for more pleasant experiences. Ray Kaur says, food has to be an enjoyable experience. Bad food, bad experience. True. And CJWC97 says, takut rugi. You go and check out a new place and it doesn't pan out for you. Thank you, everyone, for all your messages and for taking part in our poll. Once again, our top story today was about online reviews and why businesses should pay attention to online reviews. And then, of course, our story on...
Goodbye to to-do lists. You just get right with priorities.
Yes, and finally, that story about how Tesla is using... could use radar to prevent hot car deaths. If you missed out on any part of the show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Coming up after the 1 p.m. bulletin, it's the Breakfast Grill replay, but Frida Liu and myself, we will be back again same time tomorrow with more Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.